It was the biggest night of the year in a little town called Cornwall. It was the night of the annual Christmas pageant. And since there are no nearby malls or cities to compete with, the pageant is pretty much packed out every year. It's an especially big deal for the children in town. I mean, they get to try out for the roles in the Christmas Story, and everybody wants a part. Which leads us to the problem of Harold. Yeah, see, Harold wanted to be in the play, too, but he was kind of a slow and simple kid. And directors were ambivalent. I mean, they know Harold would be crushed if he didn't have a part, but they were afraid he might mess up the town's magic moment if he did. And finally, they decide to cast Harold as the innkeeper, the one who turns Mary and Joseph away the night Jesus is to be born. He only has one line: "I'm sorry, we have no room." Well, no one could imagine what that one line was going to do to everyone's Christmas. I'm Ron Hutchcraft. I want to have a word with you today about the Christmas invitation. The night of the pageant, the church was packed as usual. I mean, the set was in place, and there was an entire wall with scenes of Bethlehem painted on it, including the door of the inn where Harold would greet and then turn away the young Jewish travelers. Well, backstage, the angels were playing Frisbee with their halos, and the shepherds were waiting till the last minute to put on their annually laundered bathrobes, and Harold was being personally coached by the nervous directors. Now, remember, Harold, when Joseph says, "Do you have a room for the night?" you say hesitantly, Harold said, "I'm sorry, we have no room." And the directors looked at each other somewhat hopefully. They'd done all they could. Well, the Christmas Story unfolded according to plan. Angels singing, Joseph's dream, the trip to Bethlehem. And finally, Joseph and Mary arrived at the door of the Bethlehem Inn, looking appropriately tired and discussing whether the baby might come tonight. Joseph knocked on the inn door. Backstage, the directors were just out of sight, coaching Harold to open the door now. And wouldn't you know it, the door was stuck. The whole set shook. Harold tried to get that door open. And when he finally did, Joseph asked his question on cue, "Do you have a room for the night?" Harold froze. From backstage, a loud whisper, "I'm sorry, we have no room." And Harold mumbled, "I'm sorry, we have no room." And with a little coaching, he shut the door. Well, the directors heaved a sigh of relief prematurely. As Mary and Joseph disappeared into the night, the set suddenly started shaking again, and the door opened. Harold was back. And then in an unrehearsed moment that folks would never forget, Harold went running after the young couple, shouting as loud as he could, "Wait! Wait! You can have my room!" I think little Harold may have understood the real issue of Christmas better than anyone there that night. How can you leave Jesus outside? You have to make room for Jesus. And that might be the issue for you this Christmas season. What will you do with this Son of God who came to earth to find you? This one who trades a throne room for a stable, an angel prays for human mockery, and this Creator who gives himself on a cross. The Bible gives us the only appropriate response in Galatians 2:20. It's our word for today from the Word of God. "The life I now live by faith in the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me." You look at what Jesus did to pay for your sin on the cross, and you say those life-changing words, "For me." Jesus is at your door this Christmas. Maybe he's been knocking for a long time. Maybe he won't keep knocking much longer. All your life, even the events of the last few months, it's been to prepare you for this crossroads moment with Jesus, your Savior. And I'd love to help you cross over, as the Bible says, from death to life, belonging to Jesus. Go to our website now. It's there for that purpose, anewstory.com. Don't leave him outside any longer. Open the door this Christmas season. Jesus, I cannot keep you out any longer. Come on in. You can have my room. You can have my life.